bit. Not that way. Six weeks. I can really pretend you're a jam. Good evening. Hello out there. Welcome to worship on Wednesdays. My mind just went blank. Anyway, okay. When Ted's here, Noah's here. All right, our first song tonight is Everlasting God. Let's stand up and sing. Be seated. Do we have any prayer requests? Morgan? Anyone else? Matthew? Okay, Emily. Oh, to mom's dad. Okay, that's a. Anybody else? John? Thank you very much. Okay. Nikki? Okay. Debbie Hatfield, tell me, Debbie Hatfield, we need to put her on there. She's not feeling well. She left. She's kind of had a relapse of her flu, I think. But she went to see Hemina today, and they named the baby, finally. His name is Nathaniel. But he went back for his two-week checkup today, and he is not gaining weight. As a matter of fact, he's losing weight. He's not. He hasn't ever gotten back to his birth weight, and he has lost 2 more pounds. So they're concerned over that. So just keep, you know, her and the baby both in your prayers. Also, I started a new job last week, and I really, really like what I'm doing, but the doctor I work for is difficult, to say the least. And she claims to be a Christian, but she doesn't really act like one. So my prayer is that I don't react to the way she acts, because I can, you know. Help me to pray that I will keep my Christianity and be kind and loving, and maybe can bring her back around again. She's very self-absorbed. but God put me there for a reason. That's what I keep telling myself. There's a reason that I'm there, and maybe it's to help show her how to be a little nicer. So just pray that I can hold my tongue, because I don't do that very well. Anybody else? I'm sorry. Amelia. Okay. Amelia is sick. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us together here again tonight, for the freedom to worship you and to give you the glory for all things. Lord, we pray that the words that we sing tonight, the message that is brought, that it all is glorifying to you, and that you look down and smile and are pleased in the way we worship. Lord, we lift up to you tonight in prayer Hemina, her baby Nathaniel, the Kennedy family, Matthew's dad's cousins, children, the Everett family, the Marks family, Felicia Johnson and her family, Debbie Hatfield, Amelia, myself, for my health and also for my spiritual health. Lord, we just bring these requests to you. We give them to you, and we pray that your will be done in each one of these. Lord, just guide us and work through us, and help your light to shine through us in all that we do. It's your name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's stand and sing if you can. Do you the darkness please? know the echo part. Sing out loud so we can hear you.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our message tonight is coming from Mike Miller. You're welcome, Mike.
Good evening, everyone. I was asked to bring a message this evening, and been thinking long and hard about this, and been taking different ways. And the main thing is going to be, what is preparedness? What does anybody know? Are you prepared? Are we prepared? Why might you feel time to read the Bible? Why might you find time to read about your interests? You want to become prepared. You want to know that, for instance, when we prepare ourselves for worship on Sunday morning, we start with a moment of silence. But what about in our lives within the world? Does anybody have an emergency preparedness kit? Maybe canned goods in their house, extra water, flashlights. I know Mikey does. Mikey's got flashlights in every room, so in the middle of the night, if we were to lose power, he'd be able to make it into our room to sleep in our bed. So, but that's Mikey. That's something y'all well know. What about a disaster preparedness kit? Storage containers. Rescue kits. Ever thought you might have to rescue somebody? What about a survival preparedness kit for your car? Who has a blanket in their car? Miss Melanie, Miss Pam, okay. Triangles that reflect, okay. How about a first aid kit? Do you got one of those in their car? All right. Think about the church. Do you know where the emergency exits are? Okay, as we're pointing out. Okay, but if you weren't prepared, you wouldn't know where those are. Who knows where there's a first aid kit in the church? There is one in the kitchen, on the counter. So, but this is all about being prepared. Why is it important to be prepared? Learning about the Word of God helps prepare us to be teachers out there in the world. For instance, you learn that in Sunday school. Larry teaches us on Sundays about the Word of God and the works of God, too. The works you really learn through youth events. The various things that we do to prepare us for sports. How about tests in school? Peer pressure. Y'all prepared when it comes to that? How prepared do you think Michael Phelps was for the consequences of his actions? How prepared are you for the consequences of your actions? How prepared was the world for the economic downturn that we're facing? How many were prepared financially, emotionally, spiritually? I know I wasn't. Spiritually, I had pretty good, but emotionally and financially, I'm right there with the rest of us. But knowing is not enough. We must apply these things. So what are our opportunities? That's how we get to application. All right. There are opportunities all around us. Do you want to be a troublemaker? Do you want to be into music? Which they did a great job this evening, as always. Do you want to be a leader? There's opportunities for that. Do you want to be a follower? There's opportunities for that. What opportunities do we have in our church? Let's take some of y'all's events that y'all have had. The Super Bowl Sunday. Y'all raised, what was it, $715? And you gave it to Graceworks. That was a great opportunity. there's a lot of people grateful for that. What about the opportunity coming up this Sunday, the Safe Haven Valentine's Dinner? There'll be opportunities there. What about just fundraising in general for various missions that y'all are, the mission outreach that y'all are going on this year? There's going to be plenty of opportunities there. Think there'll be opportunities at the Tubby Mac concert y'all are planning? There's going to be plenty there. Famine. That big thing I was reading about that y'all are going to have. Who wants to not eat for 30 hours? I don't. I love to eat. But everything that we have, as far as these various organizations within the church and outside of the church, there are opportunities to get into trouble, stay out of trouble, guide you, lead you, direct you. But you have to make those choices. If you choose sports, be the best at it you can. If it's the drama club, act like a champ. My favorite was the chess club. I just love to play chess a lot. What about the Glee Club? Anybody likes that club? ROTC. There's also other clubs like peer pressure. Do you choose your friends? Or do you let your friends choose you? So, I mean, with all these opportunities, what types of things do you have at home? Do you practice your hobbies? Are you practicing soccer, baseball, volleyball while you're at home? How about your interests? Do you play in a band? Do you play an instrument? Do you like to help around the house, help mom and dad? There's also opportunities just to be lazy. I know I've done plenty of that too. So your willingness is not enough. We must do. So how do you expedite all this? How do you put it into action? Inspiration in action happens through mission trips. God works through you on mission trips, whether they're local or abroad. What about test day? How do you put that into action? I hope you studied. Hope you did your homework. Hope you paid attention in class. What about game day? What does the coach say? Practice, practice, and practice. How about just saying no and peer pressure points? Knowing the consequences of those actions? Okay. I'm going to read a little bit of an excerpt here. When we feel inspired, we're on the road to holiness. Yet the road can only be paved with actions that mirror the intention of our originating spirit. Actions that we're capable of choosing consciously if we're aware that the dualness of giving and receiving run hand in hand. Like two sides of the same coin, giving and receiving are inseparable. Other examples of dualness around. Before we can take a breath, you must give a breath. In order to give anything away, we must first have been willing to receive it. And our ability to feed others is linked to being able to accept food ourselves. Who's ever seen a person with a front and no back? How about an inside without an outside? A magnet with a north pole but not a south pole. So, just as the prayer of Saint Francis reminds us that it is in giving that we receive, in order to receive inspiration, we must be willing to give it away, and vice versa. So, in our era, the road to holiness necessarily passes through the world of action. Okay, so you have... various preparedness opportunities, And but you have to put all that into action. It's kind of like driving a nail. A nail is made of steel, but if it's not driven properly, it'll bend.
Okay, we've got one more song that we need to sing. Everybody welcome Jade back. She slid in on us. Okay, let's stand and sing one last song, okay? For just a second, I got a couple of announcements. the 21st, which is a week from this Saturday, the youth are having a, we call it a girls' day out. It's a spa day where they're going to be giving manicures, pedicures, facials, back massages, lower back and neck massages, which Nikki's going to do. And if anybody's ever had one of Nikki's neck and back massages, you haven't lived till you've had one. She's really good. I sit in front of her at Sunday school sometimes when I have a headache and say, Nikki, I'll teach you, rub my neck. she's really good. But we are taking reservations. So we're going to be here from 9 to 3. So if you're interested in coming and join us, the monies are going toward our mission trip and toward other missions that the youth do. It's going to the youth mission outreaches. So see one of the youth or see me if you'd like to make reservations to come and join us that day. Also, if there's anybody out there that has women, ladies, if you have the foot soakers that you plug in, it vibrates a little bit. Some people have those in their house. If you would let us borrow it, we would appreciate it. We've got two. We need one more. So if anybody's got one of those. Seems like there was something else. Saturday's Valentine's Day, so everybody have a wonderful day of love. Okay. And I think that's it. Youth, can I see you up here for just 1 second before we go, please? Go in peace.
unfortunate, but he didn't think that stingray would, or not stingray.
It was stingray.
Yes.
Stingray.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if it stuck him in the foot, he lived. The spine got into the
foot. Oh, yeah, it nailed
so
it.
It wasn't the poison that killed him.
Yeah.
So it was even freakier than just normal, you know?
So, yeah.
Woo! Because like you say, he did evil from evil, made it to 70, I think. That's amazing.
Oh, he's still alive, isn't he?
No, he died last year, something like that.
He did?
Yeah. But, well, it's no man.
Wow.
He was walking in, probably more robot than it was.
For sure. In this case.
I guess it's going to all there for John. I guess I'll have to come up here later and do this.
I haven't done any of his face out.
Ebenezer.
Oh, that's why. Pretty good base.
Ebenezer using this for Valentine's Day. So
here.
We're in the thing in there, but I'm going to leave your speakers in here. I'm going to wire it to there. So.
Oh.
Your speakers up. We can move around. But all this will happen.
Hey, Ted, how's Ronnie doing? I talked to him the other day. Right in the middle of his dad calls. So I didn't really get the skinny on anything. He just played as much across the way. He didn't ask that chance. He could get back on the same country.
How did he gotten a job yet?
No. That's what I was saying. I called him the other day and he got cut off. Dad did all the hands and I
was
Oh, yeah. You walk in this, there's this redheaded jazz singer that worked with him over there. Real nice lady. Red singer. And they took him in there together.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
I
will
ask you
what
they
took him in there. He and his Ronnie and his lady were with him, put him in together, and she looked at the guy and said, "He's fixing to have a baby." And you know,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, they're like, "Well, that's very bad."
Congratulations, you're fine.
You've made this more fun than usual. Up, I think. I hadn't cut that off.
You cut off the system or this?
You don't look.
Yeah, the projector off.
Projector's off.
Yeah, you don't. You go upstairs.
Yeah, there. So I'm just going to, they offer.